This is a new day. Good morning to all for inspiration and religion with Cantor Scott on WWDB 860 AM. Sunday mornings are podcasts 24/7 on WWDBAM.com or anytime on my social media, TikTok or Facebook or Instagram. It's always a pleasure to be with you, whether it is in person or whether it is virtually. And I was with lots of our community in person this past week. Of course, a few days ago or whenever you're listening, last week was Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. That's the day where we break the chains of all the negative habits we have in our lives, and we promise ourselves in our solemn oaths and vows to make our lives better. And of course, if we make our lives better, we make lives better with all those that surround us. And as we always say, when we make our lives better, we can bring the godliness into all those that we contact each and every day. And of course, there are so many that the only God anyone ever sees is the God in you and the God in me. So please be the God for others in their lives. And the way to do that is what we spoke about and hopefully acted upon on the 10 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the 10 days of awe, when the gates of heaven were open and God is the closest to us. Now, of course, God is close to us at all times during the year. We call God Shaddai, God Almighty. God has so many names. But there are so many names that we call God that's in our hearts, souls, and minds. But my favorite is Shaddai, God Almighty. And certainly God is almighty in my life each and every day. So I hope all those that I had the honor of praying with on Yom Kippur, either virtually or the best in person, got inspiration, got religion, got a path to go into this new year of 5783 with all that's good in life, with your goals, your dreams, and all the blessings, wonders, and miracles that God will give to you each and every morning. We simply have to accept and acknowledge that God is our God. So God will hear our call and say, hey, they're praying to me, they're listening to me. It is time to put their wheels in motion of all the goals that they have in their lives and certainly be a blessing to all of us. So what is next if you are Jewish on the Jewish calendar? Well, 5 days after Yom Kippur ends is the holiday of Sukkot. And certainly there are many historical aspects of Sukkot, but my favorite aspect of Sukkot is building the sukkah. The sukkah is a hut. It's a portable and temporary hut that many Jews build for the time, the week of Sukkot, and it is something that we eat in, it's something that we live in. But what is the symbolism? There are many symbols of the sukkah, but my favorite has to do with a very inspirational meaning that a sukkah is only 3 walls. It's temporary. It's not as strong, a strong wind or a storm like we just had in the Philadelphia, South Jersey area can certainly blow it down. And a sukkah reminds us collectively and individually that life is vulnerable. There are not all walls around us to keep us safe from the evil inclination many religions call Satan or Satan. It doesn't protect us at each direction. It is temporary. It's temporary. It is not open to change. We have to take it down at a certain point. We have it for a week, and that is it. We have to build it, and we have to gain strength from it, but then it has to come down. Just like things in life are temporary, even negative things, that we have to acknowledge that it's only temporary, and it is not going to last forever. And a sukkah is shaky. It's shaky because of it being temporary. It is shaky, and it could come down at any time with emotional weakness, with weather weakness, with religious weakness, with inspirational weakness. So we have to keep it strong for the time that it is in. But most importantly, as we have spoken about, it shows how vulnerable life is, that we have to take one day at a time and certainly count our blessings. And especially in this new year, we count our blessings as we call to God and we tell God that we are aware of all the goodness each and every day that God brings to us. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. But one of the most important things of this new year is I've learned, at least, and I hope I can impart some of this inspiration, is we stop venting about the negative things in our lives. Each and every day, I am on social media because that's my job. So I'm on social media and I read all these posts of people complaining and whining. And I do say that negatively. It's not a positive attribute. Complaining and whining about the smallest things in life that they want everybody to know about. Well, you can do that, but instead of taking all that time to vent and whine, why don't you use some of it to pray? So stop venting and start praying, because we don't need sympathy from others. We need strength from God. So I have a challenge for you, for anybody of any religion, for any faith, for any background. Here is the challenge. The first 3 minutes of the day when you wake up your eyes, most of us check our social media. We go to TikTok, we go to Facebook, we go to Instagram. We check our social media, or we do a Wordle. Now, I can't see you, but raise your hand if you do Wordle first thing in the morning, at least for 3 to 5 minutes. Here's the challenge. Instead of going to Facebook to see who your friends are, any new friends on Facebook this morning, instead of doing that, acknowledge that God wants to be your friend. God is knocking at the door. Knock, knock, knock. You only have to let God in. God wants to be your friend. Instead of scrolling up and down and seeing what is new in other people's life, instead of seeing the scrolling going up and down, acknowledge that God wants you to scroll in your past history. God wants to be part of your scrolling and your currency. God wants to be part of your future. So realize as you're going up and down on Twitter, up and down on Instagram, scrolling up and down on Facebook, scroll up and down with the history of God. Bring out your scriptures for a few minutes. Read one of your favorite Psalms. Read some of your favorite verses. And that is so much better in getting to know God than getting to know what's happening first thing in the morning with what your friends are eating for breakfast, or what's wrong with their car first thing in the morning, or what dog owner did not pick up the dog stuff on the ground that they should have, of course. So take that first 3 minutes of the day to be friends with God and worry about later who your new friends are on social media. And that is a challenge to you. So let me know if you take up that challenge of reading the Bible first thing in the morning, no matter which Bible it is that you read. And speaking about that, last week, as we mentioned in the last program and I've talked about on social media, is bring your Bible to school day. That was on October the 7th. Just a few days ago, bring your Bible to school day. And I hope that many of my students did. I hope many of your children and your grandchildren did. And you need to know that you can do that. Children, students can bring their Bible to school any time that they want. Children are legally have the freedom in any public school to voluntarily bring a Bible to school and read it during their free time periods. They have the right to read, study, and discuss the Bible with friends. They have the right to use their Bible as a resource or quote it for a homework assignment. 100% absolutely. And the more Bible in school, the more we are sharing each other's religions and backgrounds and cultures, the better of heart, mind and soul, because we all know that we are more the same, much, much more the same than we are different. And anytime you have the blessing of sharing your inspirational history, your traditional history, your religion history with friends, and the more we learn about each other, the better the world will be. So take your Bible, tell your children, take your Bible to school anytime that they want. And if an administrator, a teacher, a principal says anything, has trouble with anything, please, after speaking with them yourselves, contact me, because I would love, indeed, I would love to speak to any authority at your public school and set them straight about bringing Bibles into school. And I think schools, and I know that a lot would agree with me, and if you don't, let me hear from you. The downfall of schools in many, many ways is when God was taken out of the classroom, when prayers were not allowed to be said, when the Ten Commandments no longer hung on the entranceway of the school, when there was taken away prayer sessions, when sports teams, when the coach or the manager of a school sports team, baseball, football, whatever, could not say a prayer with his children, with his students, with his athletes, with his team before and after the game. But most recently, as many of us know, the Supreme Court has come down with rulings that favor the ability of coaches to say prayers with their teams. And for me, I agree with that 100%, as long as the Supreme Court said it was voluntary that anyone from any faith, background, or culture can say prayers with the team, huddle with the team, and thank God for all of their athletic ability, for their health, and for the health of the other team, and for a win to come. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. And we also say amen for our sponsors of Inspiration and Religion on WWDB. We know that without them, this program would not be able to come to you and bring you faith each and every day. We say thank you to Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care you will smile about. Ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine. To ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available, they passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe you deserve their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney-Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatment you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website at thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First-rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They look forward to hearing from you. And on that, and on them, we can certainly say, amen. So it was a pleasure to see so many of our community again, either online or in person for the holidays. It was a pleasure to pray with you. It was a pleasure to be with you. Hugs and handshakes going all around to get inspired with you and to know that we have a community filled with love, with greatness, with righteousness, and with all that is lovely and beautiful and holy to take into this new year, to gather amongst friends and family and loved ones and neighbors and classmates and coworkers. But after all, what is a synagogue? What is a church? Do you have to gather together with people to pray? Well, the answer is, of course, not to me. To me, a place of worship is anywhere that you could find yourself speaking with God. And as we always talk about, what is prayer? It's just a fancy schmancy word for having a conversation with God. And although it's nice to be with our community for what we call the high holy days, and for Christians, for Christmas and for Easter on Sundays. I mean, it's wonderful to be with your community on your holy day and on your wonderful holidays. But as we say in Judaism, it's important to be close to God and to pray to God the 10 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But it's even more important to be close to God and to pray to God from Yom Kippur all the way to Rosh Hashanah. Those 10 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, yes, they are important. But even more important are the rest of the 300 days and more in between Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. And that is the time where you're not always in a synagogue, where you're not always at church. You are around town. You are anywhere that you are, whether it's for work, whether it's for school, whether it's with your family or friends, but anywhere that you are, that is an appropriate time each and every second to thank God for the blessings in your life. You know, it is very important to pray to God when things are bad. But I need to tell you, and if there is one thing that you pull away from this program, it is even more important to pray to God when things are good. Let me say that again, if your radio is not up as much as it should be. It's important to pray to God when things are bad. But it's even more important to pray to God when things are good, when something holy, righteous happens into your life. You need to look up and say, God, I know that was you. Thank you. I will put that on my count, my blessings board. Everyone should have a board in home, either in your kitchen or your bedroom or your living room, either a thumbtack board or a sticky note board or a little blackboard or a whiteboard. Every time something happens good in your life, write it or tack it or put the stick it note on the board. So you start to have a major collection of count your blessings. And when you look at it, you say, huh, I may be in the valley sometimes, but look at all these wonders and miracles that are bringing me up on to the hilltop to be with God as Moses was when Moses accepted the laws, the goodness, the righteousness of God. Be the Moses in other people's lives. Often at a bar or bat mitzvah, when one of my students is holding the Torah, the five books of Moses, Christians call the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, we talk about in front of their congregation, their friends and family, that you are standing with your generation, just as Moses held the Torah up on Mount Sinai in front of his generation, his congregation. You are the Moses of today. You are standing in awe of God in front of your generation, and it is up to you to be the Moses of today. It is up to you to be the Moses to your friends, family, loved ones, coworkers, neighbors, classmates, to be the righteous one, to stand up and to bring up those who are around you that may not have temporarily the wherewithal to rise up spiritually, whether it be physically, financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically. All those create one aspect of God. And we know that when one of the aspects of making us live in the image of God is not doing as well as it should, it lowers them all. And it's our job to see somebody, to say, how are you? How are you doing? And don't let them get away with saying, I'm fine. I'm fine. Don't let them get away with that. Everybody says, I'm fine. Do follow-up questions. Say, what's fine? What's good? Tell me something good. A day doesn't go by in my life when tell me something in your life that's good with you, your children, doesn't come out of my lips at least a dozen times Here's another challenge. Go up to somebody, a friend, a family, somebody that you may not even know so well, somebody that you meet in a store, in a Wawa, in a supermarket, and say, hey, tell me something good in your life today. Don't let people get away with when you say, how are you doing? I'm fine. Everybody says I'm fine. Invest in their lives, and you won't believe how much of a blessing that will be to them and to you. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. We also say amen to our wonderful friend, Bonnie, the owner of the men's and boys store in beautiful Warminster Shopping Center in Warminster, Bucks County, PA. Bonnie is a blessing to her community and our community of greater Philadelphia and South Jersey. And we could just tell that by all the awards that the men's and boys store have won. Currently, they are stocked up with fall clothing for all the men's and boys in your family. They are getting in new fall clothing each and every day, both in their men's and boys department. Suits, sports coats, khakis, sportswear, shoes too, for all fall weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, all of it, and custom tailoring too. Formerly from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly and Huntington Valley for 25 years, they are presently located in the Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road. And each time I have the blessing to go there, I see folks from all over our area, not only Bucks County, but Greater Philly, South Jersey, all over. Why? Of course, because they are the best. Tuxedo sales and rentals also for weddings, charity events, cruises, and any formal occasions, business get-togethers, family get-together. Go see Bonnie. Give her a call at 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. The men's and boys store. They are a blessing to all, and for them, we say amen. And I want everybody to say amen the first moment that you wake up in the morning. Don't feel intimidated to pray. Don't feel that, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. There's no right or wrong way to pray. Just talk. After all, why would God have given us the ability to talk if God didn't want us to talk with him? When God created Adam and Eve, it was to talk to each other, because it is not good to be alone. When God created Adam, God realized that it is not good to be alone. So God created a companion. And then Adam had the ability not only to talk to his companion Eve, but to talk to God. And think of God as a friend. Are you intimidated to speak with a friend? Of course you're not. So therefore, you should not be intimidated to talk to God. God understands any language, whether it's talking out loud, whether it's the silentness of your soul, often called that still small voice. It can even be a tear from your eyes. A tear is a language that God understands as well. So wake up in the morning, talk to God, give it a few minutes, say, good morning. Good morning. And the more you talk to God, the more you will hear God's voice. The more you talk to God, the more you will understand if it's God's voice or if it's the voice of the evil inclination telling you to do things that may not be in your best interest or others' best interest. The more you talk to God, you will absolutely hear God speaking with you, and you will understand if the next action you say or the next word you're about to say is absolutely right for your benefit, or as many times as we all know, absolutely wrong. So just as you are not intimidated to speak with God, or speak with a friend, I should say, you should never be intimidated to speak with God. It just takes practice, And as they say, practice. Practice makes perfect. So just speak. And the more you will speak, the more doors will open to you. We often say that if you are trying to accomplish something and it's just not working, you're trying, and it's just not happening. Why? Because God doesn't want you to do that. You're trying to open a door that has been closed to you. It's not because God is saying no. It's because God is saying, not now. If I open this door for you, it doesn't leave room for what your real mission is, what your real purpose is. Don't try that door. Walk down the hallway and open another door. There's your purpose. There's your mission. There is what God has in store for you. We work in God's time, not our time. And God is seeing that this door you are trying to open day after day after day, this doorknob you are trying to turn, and it's just not turning, but you keep trying. That is not what you're supposed to do. That is not the door that you are supposed to go through. Knock it off, walk down the hallway, go through another door. That is the door that is for your life's purpose. And on that, absolutely, we can say amen. So many opportunities that God has for us this year. Don't try something that God doesn't want us to do this year, this month, this week, this day. You'll have many opportunities to fail. Just don't take any. You have many opportunities to sin. Just don't take any. You have many opportunities to lie. Just don't take any. And most importantly, you have many opportunities to lose your faith. Just don't take any. We say amen each and every week for our friends at the Mount Laurel Home for Funeral. So many opportunities that they take to make our community such a blessed place. And I am so fortunate to work with them and to be with them and to partner with them on so many activities that certainly make our community blessed upon blessings. And if you're thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or a loved one, look no further than Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. They have been serving all communities, all backgrounds, all traditions of South Jersey since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900, 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less, get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey, license number 3796. And on them we say amen. And I say amen for all those who join us today on Sunday morning or anytime during the week on podcast or on any social media. I hope your life is filled with faith and hope and all that is wonderful in life. Have a wonderful week, everybody. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.